This morning we have a guest joining us here on our program. We're going to talk a little bit about the Walnut Creek Historical Society and Museum as they get ready for their grand reopening here coming up this weekend. Rick Bloom is with us here this morning. He's one of the volunteers helping out with the project. Rick, how are you?
I'm great, Jim. Thank you.
Well, good. Thank you so much. Talk a little bit about the history of the Walnut Creek Historical Society and Museum. It's a grand reopening. So why was it closed in the first place?
Well, it was closed for the pandemic, as a lot of places were, and we thought it a good idea to, you know, do something that we had been wanting to do for a while, and that is update it, revamp it, make new displays, and so forth.
Sure.
We had an opportunity to do some building improvements as well.
Okay. Has it been around for a really long time?
The Historical Society dates back to the current location, 1990. There's been a heritage room or a Historical Society set up in Walnut since the mid-60s, though. So, yeah, I mean, our society has been around for a long time. Our current physical location since 1990, around there. And it's housed in our old Masonic Lodge in Walnut, which was built in 1911. So it's a historical building by itself.
Yeah, a little history there, too. Well, it looks like, when you talk about kind of renovations and that type of thing, it sounds like you've renovated just about everything with regard to the facility, with regard to the way the displays are out there. Also, you know, in response to the fact that there's more stuff, you've found more things to be able to put out there on display for folks.
Yeah, we have done all that. And, you know, looking at the building from the outside, it won't look a lot different except that our building underwent part of that streetscape improvement project that Walnut had a couple of years ago. So the look of the front is much nicer, and then we've added some things, just a few things on the outside. But inside is where it counts, and we've done a lot of work there.
Absolutely. Well, it's Walnut Brick Street Market Days here this weekend. It's actually coming up on May 29th, 1 to 7 p.m. You'll be able to enjoy some of the things there. I know you'll have some light refreshments for folks. What will they find when they wander in?
Well, I mean, we have the old building had a front room, and the front room is probably, you know, kind of our welcome area, but it's not as big as some of the other areas. But in the front, you know, you're hit with the history of Walnut right away, and that's Walnut Station, which was formed in 1869, the same month as the Central and Pacific, the Central and Union Pacific Railroad trains met at in Utah. So it's been a water stop at first, and then we became a town, and so we have a lot of pictures and stories about, you know, how we started.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true of Atlantic, too, and Atlantic was also along the Rock Island, so very similar to many towns around here.
Well, I think that's what makes it kind of interesting for folks who maybe don't necessarily have roots in a place like Walnut, who are still interested because maybe where they come from or currently live kind of has a similar history behind it.
Yeah, I mean, Iowa is full of towns that started because of the railroad, and Walnut is no different. The Rock Island was the second line to reach Council Bluffs, the Chicago Northwestern being the first, a little bit further north. So we sprung from that, and if you look at an 1871 map of Iowa, Walnut still isn't on there, even though that's kind of, we consider that our start. Later on this summer, we're going to have our sesquicentennial, so 150 years of being in existence. And, you know, we're proud of our heritage, and our mission at the Historical Society is to discover, preserve, and make available to the public the history of the town and the area.
You bet. Well, these days, a lot of folks associate Walnut with antiques, and the antique business has been so robust in that area for such a long time. What's the origin? I mean, you talk about the history being tied to the railroad, but what was Walnut known for more in the early days?
Well, I mean, in the early days, we were a railroad town at first, and then just a farming community. This antique city thing started in 1978 with our first store, and by 82 we had 10 stores, and in 87 the governor declared us Iowa's antique city. So that's kind of our latest thing, and now we have this turbine farm that is surrounding us. We have 102 turbines in our area, and so I think we're still known for antiques. And I like to say, as a baseball man, we were known as a baseball town for many years because the midget tournament, the American Legion midget tournament, was held in Walnut from 1949 until 1972. So it was a destination for lots of people to come during the summer every year.
Yeah.
But we've had lots of identities over the year, but, you know, we've always been that farm town and still are today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Does Walnut still see a good share of activity during the tourist season? You're right close to the interstate.
Yes, we do. We definitely do. We're at 38th year, I believe, 39th year for the Father's Day AmVet Antique Walk. And you might see 20,000 people in town during Father's Day weekend. So there's a lot of other events as well. There's a Christmas walk event that we have, so there's plenty of, it's a small to 800 people, but it's not like Sunday afternoon. It's not the same as some other towns. You walk downtown and there's plenty of people around, plenty of shopping going on, or at least just browsing. So we kind of like that. We're not kind of a dying town in that respect.
Well, I tell you, Rick, I can personally attest to the drawing power of that antique walk every year. 25 years ago, my wife and I got married on that weekend, and I'm here to tell you I had a heck of a time trying to find hotel space for my family coming into this area that weekend. I didn't realize everything would be booked up a year out.
Right, exactly. That's it is, and also the College World Series always hits, so it probably was back then, too. So it's a big time around here for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the folks in Walnut, it seems like a nice, I guess you'd call it kind of a sleepy, quiet town, but yeah, they do like to show off, and they do like to talk a little bit about what goes on there.
Right, exactly. I agree with that. We like to stay vibrant, and, I believe we still are.
Well, and so much has happened, in the Walnut community, too. The school district itself may have merged with AHST, but that didn't stop other things from happening. The building just didn't dry up. It's been renovated. There have been a lot of things going on.
Yeah, I mean, we had a tough couple years that we lost. First we lost sports in the high school, and then we lost the high school, and then we lost the school itself. We lost the newspaper. You could look at it in a negative way, but, yeah, I like the idea that the community center now is kind of growing and catching on, and it would have been easy to knock that down and just, put in a parking lot. I'm glad we did.
It's worked out okay so far. Yeah, very good. And, of course, that's all part of the history and fabric of the community. So, and a lot of those things, I'm sure, are reflected in that museum history and will continue to be over a long period of time, too. Well, back to here this weekend now in the grand reopening. This will be an opportunity for folks to come in. It's admission free, correct?
It's admission free, and we're going to have some, if you call for desserts and bars and things like that in this kind of a community, Atlantic too, you're going to get some good treats, and we're going to have coffee and treats and, just light refreshments. So we're excited about reopening. And personally, I spent part of my COVID time just because, there wasn't anywhere to go or do anything down at the museum. So it's definitely been a labor of love for all of us.
Yeah, and I'm guessing, like with a lot of these community museums, it's more than just for the local folks that live there now. There's something there that you will probably relate to no matter where you're from around the region.
Yeah, I agree with that entirely. A lot of these small towns are very much the same. And when you go to museums, they value the same things that we do. And so I do think that it's not just for folks who originated in this area.
Okay. So this weekend, it'll be an opportunity for folks to kind of walk through on their own. Will there be some volunteers there maybe to answer some questions, point some things out?
Yeah, we're going to have a full staff from 1 to 7, and that for us is about 8, 10 people. And we're split up into three floors, and we do have an elevator. So we want to try to put guides or, you know, people who will be there available for questions in each area. There are over 50 displays now and on three floors. And so, you know, plenty of things could use a little more explanation, but we tried to label as best we could. We've converted a bunch of old photos that were negatives in a box from the 40s, 50s, and 60s into actual photos. So we've really kind of increased our photographic collection there. And we have some new artifacts, so I think it'll be, it won't be just like, you know, the old museum was.
You bet. And I assume always looking for more. If folks have some items that they think might be socially significant locally and they'd like to donate those, they can?
Absolutely. And that's how we get most of our artifacts, is through donations and families that, you know, don't want to get rid of something, but don't have a place to keep it. So we certainly welcome those kinds of things that they have some historical significance.
You bet. Well, why keep it in the attic? Sometimes family heirlooms can become local treasures. So check those things out. Let other folks enjoy them there, too. All right. Again, that's coming up this Saturday, May 29th, 1 to 7 p.m. Stop on by. Light refreshments, free admission. You got all our favorites tacked off right there. So stop on by the Old Masonic Lodge there in Walnut and check out the Walnut Creek Historical Society and Museum, that museum grand reopening here this weekend. Hope you get a chance to enjoy that. Rick Bloom, thank you so much for the time here, and best of luck. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim, and thanks for the airtime. I appreciate it.